Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Hey, what's going on? D-Hour Show in the building, everybody. How you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the D-Hour Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, you never know how it goes down on the D-Hour Show. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. Of course, it's Celebrity Thursday. You already know here on Celebrity Thursday, we bring it each and every time. And tonight, we've got another beautiful and sexy R&B diva is going to be joining us tonight on the show. And that will be the beautiful and the talented Miss Kiki Wyatt is going to be joining us on the show tonight. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be getting it in with her in a little bit. So don't go nowhere. And again, we're going to be playing all your favorite hits tonight, playing all the hits. We might have some R&B diva hits. You may have a Nikki Gilbert hit, a Monifa hit, some Kiki Wyatt hits, of course. So definitely make sure you don't go nowhere because we're doing it again. Getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits, the hour show, Celebrity Thursday, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK in the building. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
I'm doing very fabulous, no pun intended, on this evening. Hello to you, D Slate. Hello to you, CK. And hello to the entire world. Thank you for tuning in each and every Thursday, Celebrity Thursday, here on the D Hour Show Radio Network.
Yes. And CK, my brother, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, D Slate. Hey, PJ. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well.
We are doing great. We are
good
doing
to be
great.
Family, I miss y'all, you know.
We miss you too, brother.
Yes, we did, CK.
Yes, we miss you too. We know sometimes, you know, things go on in people's lives. Sometimes lately, you know, people been letting that flu bug just come up to them and just smack them dead in the mouth and just say, the flu bug just walk up to you and say, sit down, just smack you in the mouth, and you just, all you do is sit down because you don't know what else to do. It's a flu bug. It's just so hardcore.
Yeah.
It's been hitting everybody hard. I mean, hard.
Wow. Yes, it's been rough. I believe I had a touch of it last week, and too much for me. I had a real terrible cough, and I'm still coughing, but I'm not as bad as I was, so I'm way better. And took some, friend gave me some cayenne and some hot water and had me drink it straight. I'm like, yeah, that cleared a lot of crap up.
No, well, I'm glad you're better, brother. I'm glad everything's going well with everybody. And, you know, we just got some wonderful things, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing, of course, with the DR Radio Network. And, you know, we got great shows coming up in the coming weeks and in the coming months. You know, of course, in a couple of days, we've got Black History Month, and it starts off, it jumps off. I'm telling you, starting tomorrow, February 1st. It goes down, and all throughout Black History Month, of course, all throughout Black History Month, of course, on the DR Radio Network, we will be discussing and talking about key individuals in history who's made some strides and made some amazing things happen in Black American history, and we're definitely going to be talking about that throughout the whole month. And I'm just going to say it right now. I'm still in talks. I'm still trying to talk to our POTUS. I'm still trying to get the message to our POTUS, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, President Obama. I'm still trying to get the message to him that we need more days in Black History Month. We need more days. Damn, a 28. We want 28? Yes, 28. No, we want 32. They're like, these things,
yeah.
it's only 31. It's, I don't care. We want 32. 32. Give us 32. Mm-hmm. Give us 32. Mm-hmm. We want to be different. So we want 32 days. Damn a leap year. We want 32. It just goes down. That's what we're working on. That's what we're looking at. So I'm talking to them. People, trust me. I'm trying to get it out there. So, and also, you know, of course, Valentine's Day is coming up, you know, and, you know, I know all the ladies, you know, all the women out there are just looking forward to Valentine's Day because, come on, fellas, let's stop pretending Valentine's Day is a woman's holiday. Let's just stop pretending. Stop.
I don't know
like
how
don't
I can accept that. I have to disagree with that,
like,
Detroit.
Stop acting like you don't know, fellas. Stop acting like that. But that, fellas, it's cool. It's okay. Because remember, I brought it up a couple of days ago on the Tuesday spot. I brought it up, and I'm going to say it again tonight. Fellas, we have a holiday. Yes, yes. Tell your lady it's March 13th. March 13th is called your man's day. Let her know. It's called
right.
your man's day.
All
Let
right.
her know, fellas. Your man's
oh,
day.
The word.
Okay? Get it out there. Spread the word. Let everybody know. March 13th is your man's day.
Why is it March 13th?
You know, because there's no specific holidays in March. You know, I don't want to mess with Easter. You know, I don't want to mess with Memorial Day and, you know, Cinco de Mayo. I don't want to mess with those. There's nothing in March but spring break. Damn a spring break. Look.
No,
March
Madness. March Madness.
And March Madness, yeah. And, you know, some people say damn some basketball. But I say this. No, don't damn your man. March 13th, your man's day. There you go. Fellas, you better tell people. Spread the word. Huh? Like this flu going around, you better spread it. Spread it.
That's interesting.
Like mayonnaise on a mayonnaise sandwich, you better spread it.
Really? Wow. Wow.
Also tonight, because, you know, we got the Fab Fabulous News. I know CK going to be talking about some things tonight. But D-Slay, I got a little thing I want to do tonight. Usually I had this thing called D-Slay Goes In. But tonight, for D-Slay Goes In, it's not going to be an angry go-in. It's going to be tonight, D-Slay Helps Out. D-Slay Explains. That's what I'm going to call it. Tonight is D-Slay Explains. Yes. That's the segment tonight, D-Slay Explains. So all I'm going to say is get ready for that. D-Slay Explains. And we'll talk about that tonight, and I'll explain definitely what I'm talking about. We got some great things we're going to be talking about. Kiki White is going to be coming in a few minutes. All I got to say is get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrity Thursday is upon you, D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, CK. Oh, yeah, we're all in the building. It's time to go down right now. Well, now we got some hits. I got to kick off a couple of hits for you. So right now we're going to kick it off with my girl Monifa with her hit joint, I Miss You, right here on Celebrity Thursday. Let's go, 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 go.
I heard the word about you and that cat. Them frickin' playing fat while you relax, laying back, shining. B12 coupe seat reclining. Spotting revenge from when you claim I was playing games and lying. Disrespecting, hanging the phones when I call, just a second. The cast had you gas for a second, but you missing me now. And I don't see how, the way you used to be foul. I guess your man is back in the P now.
Baby,
with lots of mozzarella, still never knock no cheddar, trying to have his life forever. The king of Nazareth, living lavish, used to having his fat to death, plush, looking fabulous. Guess jeans, stretched out me in cuts, less CEO. Fulfilled though, but still on the low, doing my thing, blessed with enlightenment, escaping secret indictments, moving the license in a GS Lex with light sense, rolling large, camouflage with noble guards, playing hard, the guard go against all odds. AZ, the winning type, Cajun dinner type, I've been blessed with in the sight as far as mics, I slide up in them right. Keep it tight. Don't stop. That's how we pumping, right? It's all good, though. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see you when I see you, though. Don't get ready to blow.
Come home to me.
Thank you.
Welcome back, D Hour Show Celebrity Thursday, playing all the hits. You already know how we get down tonight on this lovely January 31st, 2013. That was Kiki Wyatt with her hit, I Don't Wanna. Before that, you heard some more R&B diva hits with the beautiful Miss Selena Johnson with A Boss. And then you heard my girl Monifa with I Miss You getting it in like that. We got more hits coming up. We're still waiting to get it in with the lovely Miss Wyatt tonight, and definitely can't wait to talk to her and get it in with her so you guys can get more information about one of your favorite R&B divas, the one and only Miss Kiki Wyatt. But in the meantime, we're in the building right now. Sometimes I always come across, you know, different things I hear about and stuff that's going on in the media and in entertainment right now. It's fabulous, CK. You know, I heard about Charlie Sheen, and he was on one of the late night shows, talk shows, and he was asked about Lance Armstrong, and he didn't really have any good words to say about him. You know, he said when he first met him, it was around the time when Lance was with Sheryl Crow, and, you know, he saw him, and, you know, he walked up to him and said, hey, how are you doing? And Lance kind of blew, he said that Lance kind of blew him off. And, you know, of course, you know, the classic Charlie Sheen, well, at least these days, the winning Charlie Sheen, you know, made a comment, you know, saying that, Lance was acting like a douchebag. And he was like, well, you know, he said, no, you know, he's okay. He's just, you know, he just kind of blew me off. And then, you know, he just said, when he said that to me, I just kind of felt like, okay, whatever, you know, go get a paper route. So I don't know. I mean, Lance is getting ridiculed right now. And a lot of people are a little upset with him about, you know, what he said about the performance-enhancing drugs he used to help him in his sport. I don't know, Ms. Fabry, what you think?
Well, I think there's a word that we often refer to as entertainment. And any way that we can have attention, such as children, some attention or no attention, or bad attention rather, is better than no attention at all. So, you know, at first, like you stated before, it was all about Charlie Sheen, hashtag winning. When the attention is deviated and put on someone else, then we have to make ourselves available to the spotlight so people can be like, oh, yeah, over here, over here. So I really think, in my opinion, that comment was totally unnecessary. You know, he has a lot of things that he's dealing with, meaning Lance, already. And for people to be in the industry, I think support needs to come from that way more than less. You know, his damnation has already been, and that's such a word, damnation, has already been implemented. So only, you know, the God that looks high and sits up high and looks down low can make any judgment or pass any judgment. So I don't know what that's all about, but I used to really like Charlie Sheen, and I'm going to leave it at that.
No doubt. No doubt. CK, what you think, bro?
You know, I have to agree with Ms. Fabulous. Personally, I look at it as all entertainment, another way for Charlie Sheen to keep his name in the public eye. I think Charlie, you know, a lot of people underestimate Charlie Sheen, but Charlie Sheen knows what he's doing. He knows what exact target to actually speak on to keep the crowd's attention. So I still like Charlie Sheen. I respect him as an actor and a comedian, you know. Can't get no better than Hot Shots or 2.5 Men, but I just really think he was just really trying to keep his name out there, keep going. Charlie Sheen gonna say something about everybody, so you never know, D-Slate. You might want to watch out. He might say something about you on another talk show tonight, you know, or tomorrow night.
Well, Charlie, if Charlie gonna say something about me, Charlie, just let everybody know I'm like you. I'm winning. Winning, brother. Just tell him D-Slate is winning. That's all I want. I want you to let everybody know. And, you know, if you decide, you know, you want to, you know, I don't know, do a, you know, you want D-Slate to do a movie with you, I don't have a problem with that, Charlie. I don't have a problem with that. If Charlie ever want to get on, you know, exactly. If Charlie ever want to get on with us on the D-Hour show, I mean, Charlie, you're welcome to get on with us. We will be more than happy to be winning with you all night long. Absolutely. You know, have you guys heard? I know I'm kind of lost of words with this because I really don't know what to say, but I'm going to go with this. I definitely want to see what my peeps think. Chris Brown's back in the media again, of course. He got into a little altercation, a fight with Frank Ocean.
Uh-oh.
And again, I say this. You know, and then also they were talking about, I also was hearing about how, they were saying how Rihanna was talking about her being back with Chris Brown and how she doesn't really care about what everybody thinks, and because she's so much in love with him. And, you know, he paid his dues about the situation, what happened between them two. And, you know, and she stated that if there's any inclination that he's either getting close to being like that again, she's going to leave him alone. But I want to say this. I want to say this, and I'm not going to go off on no Twitter rant or what they like to call Twitter rants or nothing like that. I'm not going to go off on no rant, but I want to say this. First of all, and even if Chris is listening, or even if any of Chris's people are listening right now, I respect you, Chris, as an artist. I think you are an extremely talented young brother. I think that you're an incredible singer. Very talented, not just, you know, with singing, but you've dabbed in movies as well. So you're a well-rounded and multi-talented young brother. And we need more young brothers out there like that, young sisters out there like that, representing the entertainment world like that, and just, you know, just showing their talent. And But, you know, okay, you had a situation, a negative situation that happened. It definitely took a dig. You know, it definitely digged a big hole into your career, you know, but, you know, you were kind of helping to patch that hole up. But then, you know, you have situations like, you know, the situation, you know, with Drake, and then this situation and other situations that came up with some interviews that you had and that didn't go well, and different Twitter rants that you had, and just different situations like that. And, bro, Chris, I want to say this, that you don't need any more negative press. Man, I think you really don't need any more negative press. Let's stick to the positive press. Let's stay on the positive press, because, you know, everybody's watching you. Everybody's looking for you to snap off and go off and looking for a reason to say this brother's got anger problems. There's truly something wrong with him. I mean, it's like people, you know, they're just looking for a chance and a reason to make those accusations about you. And I just say, let's stay positive. Let's stay headstrong, and let's concentrate on your career. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep performing. Keep making hits. Movies, if that's, you know, what you would like to get into as well. But let's stay on the positive road, bro, because the negative, these negative things that are coming out, all it does is pull you into the stereotype that some people already have about you. And clearly, you know, and of course, you may not care. You know, you may care what your fans think. You may not care what some of the media or any of the negative fans. You may not, you know, care about any of that, and that's cool. But what I'm saying is, for the sake of longevity, and because, you know, clearly you have the type of talent where you can have longevity in this business, but during your time, you want it to be all good. You want it to be all positive. You don't want people to remember, you know, all the negative things about your career, man. You want them to think about all the positive things. So, I mean, let's just stick to positive press, man. Let's stay away from that negative press, because, you know, it just helps fuel the fire that some people already have about you, you know. And I've always been in your corner, man. I know people make mistakes, and I believe in giving, and I believe in second chances. But, you know, we got to stay positive, man. Let's stay on the positive road. This negativity that's been coming out, you know, it's really not helping. And you know, I would love to have you on the show. You know, we would love to get in with you. We'll talk to you, absolutely. You know, because I do think that you're a talented and intelligent young brother, and let's just stay on the positive. You know, let's try to kick the negative habit. Let's kick the negative habit. Ms. Fabulous, what you think?
Well, Christopher is a good friend of mine, representing VA 2 up 2 down. And Chris, if you're listening, I got one thing to say to you: shine like a diamond. You're a diamond in the sky. I don't know what's going on. Yes, you know, between he and, you know, Frank Ocean, maybe he's tripping off the Novocaine. Maybe Chris want to run it. You know, maybe they won't both want to be diamonds in the sky. But, you know, I think the whole thing is, like, totally silly. It's kind of like a remnant of a Nicki / Mariah, you know, type of a matchup. And I really think they should have a dance-off or maybe a sing-off or something like that, give the proceeds to charity, and just go ahead and keep it moving. I mean, hashtag Breakthrough 13, you know, because, Chris, again, you're a diamond. So I'm going to inbox you, Chris. We're going to talk about this, just like we talked about the other stuff. But keep it moving. Two up, two down. Virginia's in the building.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Hey.
You don't want people saying, kind of dull, like cubic zirconia. No, you don't want nobody saying that.
Don't talk about my friend like that. That's my friend. I get kind of warm about that. That's my friend.
CK, my brother. CK, what you think, bro?
You know what? All right, I'm putting all my cards on the table. I ain't got no problem with Chris Brown. All I just say is bring back your R&B style. I'm appreciative that you ventured out and did different music and different style, but I need some more of that, like Forever. And I know know you grew up and you can't do like songs like Running and all that, but you know, bring that. But he ain't the one I got a bone to pick. I got a bone to pick with Rihanna, and I got a bone to pick with another celebrity we ain't talked about yet, but I hope we do get to talk about him in the discussion, because he kind of messed up with me a little bit there. But Rihanna, first and foremost, you went on these networks, these interviews, crying and saying that no man should do this to this and do that to a woman, but you took him back, not once, but twice. I don't know how many exactly, but you changed his career. It may have helped him for the better, but then again, it may he had his losses, but you never said what you did to provoke him, too. I got a bone to pick with her. And it also, I'm also mad because she didn't give me her number when I saw her at the club that one night. That's
Is that what it really boils down to, brother?
Man down.
I think it's...
Man down.
Man down. But real quickly, can I bring up the other celebrity I got a bone to pick real quickly since we're talking about celebrities real quick?
Please do, brother.
You know, I was going to talk about this coming Tuesday, but I'm going to bring it up now. I got an issue with Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, I messed his name intentionally because I had an issue with him. How are you going to disrespect our president like that? You know, I can appreciate that. I just truly didn't appreciate. You had an opportunity to come to this man's place of residency at this very moment with the White House to perform, from my understanding. But you criticized the... I wasn't pleased with that. I really didn't appreciate that.
I saw that, and I had been meaning to talk about that. I don't know, man. I would really like to get Lupe on the show and really talk to him about that, and if he's willing to talk about that. But I would really like to get him on and talk to him about, you know, his, you know, why he had a, you know, why he has an issue with the with our POTUS, and you know, what was the real issue with, you know. And I mean, I have seen a lot of people, you know, on his train, and then all of a sudden turn their back on him and start complaining about things that he's not done and different things like this, and, oh, he's done this, and he hasn't done this, and he hasn't done that. And again, I really truly don't think a lot of people really understand what kind of position he was put in when he came into the office. I don't think anybody really understands that. I don't think they do. And I know that there's a lot of people in you know, in our country that are very impatient. You know, some people can be really, really impatient. A lot of people expect things to happen overnight, man, and it just don't work like that. I'm sorry. It does not work like that. You know, you have committees, and you have voting, and you have to have meetings and sign papers, and you know, there's a whole lot of different things that he has to do to get some of these things okay that he wanted to do for us. But the problem is, how can he do it if several members in Congress won't have his back and won't be behind him when he's trying to implement these things? You know, there's nothing he can do if nobody wants to be behind, if a lot of cats don't want to be behind him. There's nothing he can do if there's certain individuals in Congress that don't want to stand behind the things that he want to do. And the sad part about it is, the shady part about it is that a lot of the things that he want to do is to help out the lower class guy, is to help out the lower class families. And for some reason, certain individuals in Congress don't want to do that. They don't want to do that.
May I get in here at some point? Please do.
Miss Fabulous, please show us the fabulous way.
You know what I would like to say on the subject matter as it relates to our poultice and our very incorrigible, our very knowledgeable, our very competent poultice? Obviously, they don't allow for presidency to be administered via you dig in the Cracker Jack box and then there you have it, you have your president. We're not talking about some primary school or some grade school unconventional organization where we have to solicit a president or a leader. We're talking about the president of the United States. So this is what I'm going to say in regards to this. As you were want to have respect for your elders, as you will want to have respect for anyone in power in your different organizations and elitist clubs and things respectfully, please respect the president. Be cognizant of what you say because, again, it can be internalized as disrespect, and in so many different ways it can be internalized in terms of you getting some paperwork or you being able to have to answer some questions to some suits. So, you know, people are making all these commentary, being disrespectful, and just downright, just blatantly, just doofus. Just be careful. Be careful. Our president's doing the best that he can. I think we should be more concerned about getting our youth off the street, gangs, these gun laws and all these laundering things that we're dealing with. Fiscal cliff is not necessarily in our poultice hands. It has to be administered through a committee or governmental bodies and things of that nature. So just be patient because remember, one person did not put President Obama in office. There were several. There were thousands. There were millions of people who voted. So therefore, there are more people that are with him than the ignorant people that stand behind him or try to stand over him. So that's my soapbox. I'm off.
Exactly.
You know, and I agree with that, PJ. I definitely agree with that. I think that, and I think you're right. You're right when you say that. It's truly not his fault. I mean, you know, he's it's hard when certain individuals don't have his back, and it takes some time. People, you guys got to understand, you know, there's different things that have to be done for things to go through. You know, he can't just say, oh, okay, we're gonna do this, boom, that's it. I know that's what you guys think should happen. Okay, this is what I want to do. Boom, let's do it. Unfortunately, it don't work like that. Yes, we would like it to work like that, but it does not work like that. You know, committees, votes, meetings, discussions.
Congress, yes.
You know, papers that have to be signed, and it's so many different things that go into play when it comes to him doing a lot of the things he said that he was going to do or some of the things he wanted to do. So, you know, people have to be patient. You know, he just got reelected, you know, so he's got 4 more years. People, give him a chance, man. Give him some time to try to talk to these cats, man. That's and like Ms. Fabula said, you know, it's some ignorant individuals out there. I mean, you know, he's trying to help with the whole gun law situation, and you got cats who's talking about wanting to impeach him if he tries to do that. Really? You want to try to impeach him if he tries to change the gun law situation? Come on, man. Seriously? You know, we just had situations where young children lost their lives. Every time I turn around, we're hearing about shootings and different things like that going on within the last couple of months, and it's still going on, and you guys still think that people should be running around gun-toting. I'm sorry. Something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are tired of losing family members and children. Something needs to be done. I find it very interesting how it's always those individuals who ain't went through none of that wants to say, oh no, we shouldn't do that. And as soon as it happens to them, then that's when they want to change their mind. It shouldn't even have to happen like that. It shouldn't even have to go down like that. Don't wait till it happens to you for you to want to change your mind.
Mhm. That's right.
That's right.
What were you trying to say, CK?
I was going to say that, you know, again, this man came in 4 years earlier trying to clean up stuff that happened 8 years prior, and he's still trying to clean up. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. It's not like you can snap your fingers and it happened right then, right now sort of action, you know. He has a whole country on his hands, you know. And he has to balance it out the best way he can because he is working with a Congress that is not really trying to work with him. And to easily criticize him for it, that's kind of wrong because of the fact that, I mean, going back to Lupe, if you're not making the hits that your fans want, would you get mad if they criticized you for it? Or would you get mad if you wasn't doing what you promised them, you know? You have to understand he's doing everything he can to make this country better before his next 4 years is up. There's so much that you can do in 4 years, but you have limits, and he's trying to break those limits. And I think President Obama is doing a wonderful job. I wish I could elect him for another term, personally. But, you know, it's just that thing. But what got me recently, when you said that they wanted to impeach him, they wanted him to resign because of Beyonce. Felt that she was not singing the song, the national anthem. I mean, personally, whether she did or she didn't, she performed at what they asked her to do. And I didn't see anything wrong. It was her voice, whether it was recorded or not. But you can't put the president on blame for that. I thought that was silly. I've been reading everything on Facebook that was talked about, and a lot of people with me said that was pure foolery. How you gonna tell this man to resign because of something that happened at his inauguration? I don't get it. I mean,
I'm gonna get hood for a second, and I'm gonna say this. You know, I'm just really getting sick and tired because it's straight bullshit, and I'm really getting sick and tired of the blatant disrespect, because we've had previous presidents who were straight wilding out. We've had previous presidents that did some off the wall stuff, and none of them got criticized and ridiculed like this.
Exactly.
You know we've had cats in the head chair, when America found out, had took some hardcore drugs before. Did anybody ridicule him about that?
Or see students being presidents of the United States.
Exactly. We've had cats that have done some really off-the-wall stuff, man, and didn't get ridiculed and just blatantly disrespected like he's getting disrespected. And I'm like, come on, man. He hasn't done anything to be treated like that. He really hasn't. There's nothing that he's done for him to be disrespected and treated like that.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the only thing I can truly say about that. I just kind of tune out the blatant disrespect. And I mean, I see it and I shake my head like, here they go again, disrespecting him like that. You know, and then people want to say, man, why did the first lady roll her eyes at Boehner? Because when we had Eddie Griffin on the show. You know, I mean, he was cracking jokes about it, but he made a point. This is the same cat who was always against him and saying this about him and saying this negative about him. Of course his wife's going to roll her eyes at him. That's a sister. Of course she's going to roll eyes at him. And he better be lucky she wasn't no hood sister, because she probably would have stabbed his ass with a fork.
Mm-hmm.
And then told him, go tell your mama I did it.
Wow.
I mean, You know, I mean, I truly just, you know, people, man, damn, give the man a chance to do his job. Give the man a chance to do what he's trying to do. He ain't done nothing to be talked about and ridiculed like that. Nothing. We've had cats that done far, far and said far, far worse.
True.
All right.
Give him a chance, man. Give him a chance. That's all I want to say. Give him a chance. And with that being said, what's that, PJ? What's that, Miss
Patty? I said on a lighter note. We
get
all angry in the studio. We all swaying in the neck and everything. Yes. We're all swaying. Faces
almost,
all warm.
It's almost like somebody took our last piece of chicken or something. Who took the last piece of chicken?
You need some laughter. Gosh, can we hold hands and eat popsicles or something?
I take some ice cream instead.
Oh, yeah. You already know, ladies and gentlemen, the Hour Show Celebrity Thursday. Miss Fabulous CK, D Slate, we are in the building. We're going to go ahead and kick off some more hits right now. And hopefully when we come back, we're still waiting for the lovely Miss Wyatt to get in the building with us. Hopefully when we come back. If not, we may be coming back to the Fabulous News. Oh, it gets so fabulous around here on the D Hour Show. We got some Brother Jay from the X Clan with his new single "Keys to Your City" right here on the D Hour Show.
Camera action, it's time to get busy. I'm jiggling, baby, I got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
From Brooklyn to L.A., Midwest to the dirty. I'm gatekeeper Jiggy, got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
What it is, what it be like. Brother man, bang on doors till I get it right. Living witness, I serve it to the nightlife. Keys from lock, the arsonist. Salute when I pull up to dock. I'm like 7-Up cake from the soul food spot. The sweet science, I represent that real hip-hop. Black watch, specialized, shadow king, no props. I'm the gardener, I nourish a holistic crop. Automatic padlock, no kudos needed. Conscious power, I bottled it, apply as needed. Put the thread through the needle, sew it up for my peoples. God no higher, mortals no equal. Sequel to my history, prodigy prequel. Ponderosa temple, life symbol on the steeple. King Kong stand show, I'm skyscraper pretty. Everyday birthday, son, I'm feeling like 50. Get with me.
I represent that real hip-hop. I represent that real hip-hop.
Lights, camera, action, it's time to get busy. I'm jiggling, baby, I got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
From Brooklyn to L.A., Midwest to the dirty. I'm gatekeeper Jiggy, got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
I bang with integrity, bang with the essence. Bang for this hip-hop, bang with the excellence. God said, let there be sin. You know the gangster God is gonna represent it. Today, arms outstretched like white Jesus. I hit them hard till mom's out of breath. You spit flame. I'm the light that jumps off the heart and motivates the game. Shift your shell, got me serving them well with no glock. Call me female Tupac. Minus the loose bang. More of the new game, minus the luck for the fame. A real go-getter. Some of these half-ass underground rhymers need an underground sweater. So I'm here, have no fear. The underground queen is here, check me.
I represent that real hip-hop. I represent that real hip-hop.
Lights, camera, action, it's time to get busy. I'm jiggling, baby, I got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
From Brooklyn to L.A., Midwest to the dirty. I'm gatekeeper Jiggy, got the keys to your city. Let's
I'm a
ride.
Microphone vet, more class than I'm gritty. President and client of the Giddy Committee. RBG, evolution, culturally Jiggy. Parliament of God, find the world like a bitty. Think tank the future, bringing the now with me. Museum pit stop, my luggage is now history. Painting on the walls of the culture you fancy. Mainstream bum rush, I was feeling kinda antsy. Waiting for the time to stroke. Waiting for these hoes to misjudge, I give them time to choke on that history of signature books. Don't you know that I'm a hustler? I write my own signature dope. Intelligence, sort of like a conscious load.
Come on,
clean up the game with the soap on the rope. Till the wheels fall off, I'm Steve McQueen shifting. Nothing but the best, nothing but the uplifting.
Light, camera, action, it's time to get busy. I'm jiggling, baby, I got the keys to your city. Let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop.
From Brooklyn to L.A., Midwest to New Jersey, I'm gatekeeper Jiggy, got the keys to your city, let's ride.
I represent that real hip-hop.
Yeah.
I represent that real hip-hop. You're my
have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous CK. We're all in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. Getting it in for the fit-in. That was my girl CC Peniston with Finally. I want to take y'all back a little bit on that one. And before that was my man Noel Gordine with You're My Music. You already know how we do it. You guys are my music. Absolutely. And right now I'm just feeling so lovely. I'm feeling so fantastic. I'm feeling so amazing. I'm also feeling oh so fabulous. And it's time for the fabulous news. Miss Fabulous, what do you have for us?
Greetings, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in each and every Thursday for the Celebrity Thursday on the D Hour Show Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. If you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. We're going to get down to some really important news that's circulating in the national media. Very disturbing. And, you know, to be very perfectly honest, it's just unnecessary for the lives that have been lost. Let me go ahead and report on some things. School shooting drill in Illinois, that's your hometown, D-Slate.
Yes, it
included
is.
A sound of gunfire. A high school in the far northwest suburbs in Chicago was locked down for about 20 minutes on Wednesday afternoon after the sound of two gunshots rang through the halls. But the shooting gun was blanked. It was all part of a drill to educate students with, what is it, Cary Grove High School. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Display, okay. What to do in the event of a real emergency. Cary is located about 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. For fires
yep.
through fire drills, we prepare them for tornadoes through tornado drills. Unfortunately, reality of today is that we need to prepare them for other safety concerns that were more immediate. That came from the Associated Press. That's very, very interesting. In terms of many parents notified on a code red simulation earlier this week, the simulated gunfire was too strong as a tactic. A lot of people were bothered by that they would have to go to that extreme to bring attention what they would do in the event of emergency. Changing gears right now, the weather whiplash. Midwest temperature swing from record-breaking heat. Get this. This is January, the last day of January to be exact. It's an icy freezing. The Midwest, again, the Midwest is off the chain right now. The Midwest record-breaking winter heat wave is starting to cool off with temperatures expected to dip into the teens. Thursday capping a week of winter whiplash. Temperatures in Chicago surged to the mid-60s, which is unheard for in Chicago in particularly, nearly breaking the city all-time record in January. But then temperatures plummeted almost 30 degrees Wednesday when the winter forecast is expected a deeper drop into the mid-teens on Thursday. The frigid cold will be a rude awakening as the Chicagoans enjoy Tuesday forthcoming. So I guess they're going to get their weather back. But get this. You know, they had the highs of like 63. One day it was 67. And that was the last time they had weather like this was in 1950.
Wow. And I remember that.
Wow, don't tell us everything. Tell us how you really feel. Back into the mood, yes. Now, get this. This is really, really, you're talking about heat underneath the collar. Well, when you hear this right here, it's going to make your hair stand up, be it if it's yours or the package hair. George Zimmerman, for those who are, I don't see how anyone could be unfamiliar with George Zimmerman. He is the... how can I say this person? I want to stay within FCC code. He's the person that is responsible in question right now. It's not in any admission of guilt or otherwise that has been, exonerated at this time. But George Zimmerman ran out of money, apparently. He needs donations, quote, by attorneys. This is how the $314,999.07 raised by the defense fund has been spent, according to the Associated Press. Get this. Bail bond, $95,000. Household living expenses, $61,747.54. Security, $56,100. Law firm support and infrastructure, $40,670.64. Case related expenses, $35,588.07. And last but not least, PayPal and fund management fees, $7,924.22. And other expenditures are negated to include $3,201.04.
Wow.
I think I'm silent. Yes. Zimmerman, who is of white and Hispanic descent, has pled not guilty to the murder charge of the late Trayvon Martin. He says that he shot Martin in self-defense after Martin attacked him. He is free on bail. It is not unusual in high-profile cases for there to be a defense fund. Okay. Emails were sent out to the O'Malley law firm they were not returned, and several attempts were to make calls, and they've gotten busy signals, and this is coming from the Associated Press because a lot of fires had ignited and emotionally became very prevalent when people looked to see that people were actually contributing to the fund of this. Regarding if it's been a submission of guilt or innocence, still a life has been lost. Nothing or no one can bring back Trayvon Martin. I want justice. Moving on to the news, another sad reporting about gunfire in association with teens. Very, very sad. A young lady by the name of Hadiah Pendleton, teen slain after performing at the inauguration, happiest day of her life, and then she's gone. 15-year-old Chicago girl gunned down last week after she performed during the presidential inauguration festivities and was remembered Wednesday as a walking angel. The last person for her family that would never, ever in a million years thought that their daughter, their beautiful daughter, would have been deceased to a bullet. Hadiah Pendleton was an honor student. She was a marching band majorette, and she was a big sister. She had dreams of becoming a journalist or even going into politics after witnessing the history in Washington, D.C. Basically, there was a drive-by shooting. Right here, sophomore at Chicago Selective King College Prep School, Pendleton was walking with fellow students of the volleyball team in the park Tuesday afternoon when the skies opened up. It became, rainy or what have you. A lot of them ducked underneath a canopy to get out the rain, joining other teenagers. A moment later, a gunman came running down an alley behind the park, opened up fire, and darted the waiting vehicle and took off. No arrests have been made. This is just very, very unnerving. It's disturbing. This young lady had potential. She was going places. And this occurred not too far from the Obama's home in Chicago. So,
But of course, all the gun toters out there don't want us to have any type of gun laws when you have situations like this. Wake the hell up, really.
Right, and it's interesting you mentioned that because the last statement in regards to that says someone told that their daughter's death had been mentioned on the floor of the Senate.
and someone had complained to Chicago, oh, gosh, and guns. And then they broke out and began to sob. Something needs to change was the last commentary that was made. On a lighter note, I'm going to give you a little bit of birthdays on today for the Fat Fabulous News. Definitely, we have the infamous Boobier. I'm talking about Justin Timberlake's birthday is on today. Happy birthday, Justin Timberlake. And it's the last day of January, definitely. I'm looking to see who else. Yesterday, Phil Collins had a birthday, and on the 29th, Oprah Winfrey celebrated her birthday. Rick Ross had a birthday, and Kerry Washington of Scandal, her birthday was on, I believe, today. So happy birthday, Kerry Washington. And last but not least, yes, tomorrow is observed for Red Dress Day. It's in signification of heart disease amongst African-American women. So in support of a loved one or if you're battling heart disease, definitely we encourage you to wear red in support of those. This has been another segment of the Fat Fabulous News. Continue to be a part of your media because the media is a part of our lives in which we live. Now back to you, Dee Slate.
The Fab Fabulous News, Miss Fabulous, thank you so much for that. And I guess I'm just going to have to break out the red drugs. Yeah, I'm going to have to break them out.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to break them out.
Who says
I guess
that?
I'm going to have to break them out. Get it in.
Okay.
I might have to see if Dennis Rodman want to wear his red dress tomorrow. I'm going to have to holler at him. See if he's going to do that. You know?
Yeah.
He might want to wear his red dress tomorrow, you know, in accordance to that. But great news, information. And again, you know, like I stated earlier about the whole gun situation, you know, we have this bright, young, shining star whose light was extinguished, you know, because of some straight ignorance, you know. But again, you know, the gun toters want to say, you better not take away our gun rights. Gun rights, man, I like to add on some whoop-ass rights.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go out there and just put some whoop-ass rights out there. How about that? I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Gun rights. What the hell is gun rights? Really?
Yeah, and I'm
gun
just
right?
a little sore. Yeah, and not to cut cross your D-State, but I'm just a little bothered. You know, I couldn't really give my feelings or my commentary when I was presenting the news. That's why I stumbled a couple, over my words and just the journalistic experience. But, you know, we're not supposed to add emotion to our feelings, but this is absurd right here. I mean, really a defense fund for, George Zimmerman. I know everyone is considered to be innocent until proven guilty, but come on, really? You have a deceased teenager. I wouldn't care if he was blue or purple or orange. That's somebody's son. You know, we're coming up on a year. February 26th will be 1 year since the life of Trayvon Martin has been banished. You know, and then just reporting on the other young lady, just very much so, had a bright future ahead of her. And just a callous, unprecedented, mistake that happened to her is unfortunate, but just somebody else just negated to just be, just stupid, and that person has not been caught, so they're still at large, and it's just heart-wrenching. It really is. Gosh, it's disturbing. Guns, they say guns don't kill people, but people kill people, whatever the case may be. It had to have happened with the assistance of a gun, and someone had to have pulled the trigger. Come on now, you have two teens who are dead right now. And that's just reporting live in the media, and this goes on in our neighborhoods, and a resoundance of, across the country, across the world, international borders. When does it stop? When does it stop? I'm sorry. I just had to get on my soapbox again.
But you're right, though. I mean, just the whole stadium. Yeah. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well,
yeah. The
people that are killing people, not using water guns, idiots. They're using real guns.
Exactly.
I mean, damn. It's the people. Okay, but we're talking about what they're using. Okay,
yes.
Because if these guns weren't in their hands, then would we be saying, well, guns don't kill people, people kill people? No, we wouldn't, right. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right. It's disturbing and it's unfortunate. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Like I said before, it's really easy for an individual to say, well, they, you know, they don't take away our rights, so they can't do this, and you shouldn't be doing that. It's really easy for you to say that when you're not the one who had to endure a tragedy of losing a child.
That's right.
You know,
because of
something stupid and senseless like that. So it's really easy mm-hmm. for you to say that when you haven't been through that. All the families who lost family members because of it, how about you ask them how they feel about it? Ask them how they
That's
feel
right.
about it.
That's right.
And ask them about the wrong to their. Ask them about the wrong to your rights.
There
no
it
pun
is.
Intended. Yes.
There it is.
What's wrong with your rights?
ask them what they think about it. Guarantee
That's
you'll
right.
get a totally different answer.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I got some more news, you know, some more things we'll be talking about a little later. Still waiting, you know, for us to hear from our guest tonight. Still waiting. Hopefully we'll be able to get in with her tonight. If not, definitely we're definitely going to reschedule with her. I know, you know, she's a part of a popular TV series right now, R&B Divas. You know, she's working on her music. So sometimes, you know, they can get a little busy and definitely you know, their time can get away from them. But hopefully we'll get to talk to her tonight. If not, like I said, you know, we'll definitely reschedule with her, absolutely. But right now we keep it moving by playing some hits. You know, we got to keep the hits going. We got more music to play right now, got more hits. This is another one of the R&B divas herself, the one and only, the beautiful Miss Nikki Gilbert with her single, My Side of the Story. And let's go, The Hour Show. Oh, you already know.
I'm getting back with him, it's alright. Tell me, even though your heart is broke, if you love somebody, then you let them go. I know you think you got it all worked out, but you haven't heard my side of the story. About is what makes me happy. If I cry, it's 'cause I never knew somebody, anybody like you.
You didn't know what the deal, but you thought it wasn't real. So you tried to understand if it all had to end.
You were willing to walk away, but you hadn't heard my side of the story.
Yeah.
RL, Dub Hot, Death Spawn, so dead.
Yo, beat the game, two industry kids. Yo, one I'm from tasers like Mr. Big. Two, never fib. True, dress that crib. Live with a model chick and one kid. You ain't trill, you pimp still. With no game, buying them chicks with small fame. Yeah, I'm here, boy, to bust the bubble. RL, JD, and me, I'm E double.
Celebrities, how did they mix that music like that? Oh my goodness,
I want to be able to perform like that. I just don't know. I have so much curiosity. I want to know so much about music. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Music Curiosity with CK. CK, please, what do you have for us?
All right, Beasley. Tonight's Music Curiosity, I went down through, you know, with tomorrow being the first day of Black History Month, I wanted to go back through the Motown days and discuss about the relationship between Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. You know, on stage, you know, the singing duo, they portrayed as lovers as they sang their duets that were written by the famous Ashford and Simpson. And, you know, I truly wanted to know from the audience as well as you, D. Slater, and you, Ms. Fabulous, do you believe that Marvin Gaye was truly in love with Tammy Terrell? I mean, off stage, I wonder if he had feelings, you know, deep feelings for Tammy that he never expressed because he was married to Anna Gordy, who was Berry Gordy's sister at the time, and he didn't want to cause any friction at Motown. But all the events that occurred during that time period, after Tammy's unexpected death, it was reported that Marvin had went into a deep depression. In addition to his depression, it included his involvement with drugs. He changed his whole appearance because, you know, when Tammy was alive, Marvin kept a clean-cut face, you know, dressed very smooth, very, very, very nice-looking. Then we started to see Marvin grow out his mustache, his beard. He started wearing skull caps, fitting in with more so the times. And as well as his appearance had changed, his whole sound of music has changed as well as he took on the role of writing his own music, which he released his first album after he took a year off following the unexpected death of Tammy Terrell, releasing the self-proclaimed album that is very loved and popular to this very day, What's Going On, and a very social album that deals with the problems of the world. And it changed the sound of music forever. So I really want to know from everyone, do you believe that Marvin Gaye was truly in love with Tammy Terrell?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with yes for 200.
And why?
I don't know. It's because, you know, when sometimes when you hear music, man, and then you listen to it, sometimes even if, you know, sometimes you hear duets, you may think to yourself, man, are they really truly, do they have some kind of feelings for each other? Because sometimes, you know, they put that passion into the song, and sometimes they may just be good like that with putting that passion in there, and sometimes it could just truly be passion. It could be the real thing. So if you guys listen to the song that him and Tammy did with each other, it was, you know, Marvin put passion in that song, and so did she. So I think that it could have possibly been true.
And what about you, Ms. Fabulous?
Well, I want to concur with that statement, but, you know, in comparison to now, the content in which music was made, the emotion that went into behind the lyrics, and just the camaraderie between artists really, really showed, and the proof was in the pudding after the songs were, desecrated and put on the radio. But in terms of his admiration or his love or, you know, deep-rooted love or feeling as if she may have been a soulmate, that could have been possible, but, you know, only the two of them and a higher standard would know. But they really make great music together, and be it the case, if that was true or untrue, totally, they both were pioneers as well as being iconic and epic in our history of music, and not black music or African-American music. They were legendaries before their time, just in music across the board.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm in a clue to what you both were saying. I've been looking at some of the clips between Parvin and Tammy, and it's just like I sense like a deep feeling. I know that on stage that, you know, we have to do certain things because, like, I know when Michael Jackson did I Just Can't Stop Loving You with Syeda Garrett, you know, he got in her face. He touched her thigh. They were close, and then and when the break, he looked and she was gone. But with Marvin and Tammy, I sense it was true feelings there. And I'm not sure as to how Tammy felt, but I know from what I think she was really close to him, but Marvin was even closer. Now, from my understanding from Unsung, Tammy Terrell's mother did not allow anyone from Motown except for Marvin to attend her funeral. He talked to Tammy almost every day before she had passed. I think he really did love her. He would never admit to it. And after she died, he really didn't want to do any more duets, even though he had released the album Marvin and Diana with Diana Ross, but he never got back into doing a duet with a woman after that, because he went on to his own career, had What's Going On, Let's Get It On, and all these wonderful songs that went on that helped him fill that void that he had lost. But I truly think Marvin cared. If it was at the time where if he wasn't married to Anna Gordy at the time, who was a few years older than him, and Tammy Terrell had never dated David Ruffin, it probably would have been a chance between the two. I love the songs. I love the hits. I listen to them every now and then, but I truly think there was something there. And then to have the songs written by the great Ashford and Simpson, ain't nothing like the real thing. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Precious Love, You're All I Need to Get By, If This World Were Mine. I just don't know. It's just I sense deep love.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so too, yeah. And to include and Music Curiosity will be every week with something new, something different. We will probably have questions that most young musicians, young singers, upcoming singers, or even, you know, even more discussions of the past. So be on the lookout for this new segment. I'm pretty much kind of digging the whole thing.
I'm feeling the whole thing, Music Curiosity. Brother CK, I am no longer curious, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Back to you, D-Slick.
Music Curiosity with CK. Oh, it goes down every week on the D-Hour Radio Network on Celebrity Thursday. Oh, so wonderful, so wonderful. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, before we come back and D-Slick explains, it looks like we might not get an opportunity to talk with the lovely Miss Wyatt tonight, but hopefully we'll get a chance to reschedule with her. Absolutely. But right now it's time for a real quick D Slate's Hip Hop Old School Double Play. Oh, I usually give you guys an old school R&B double play, but tonight I'm going to give you guys an old school hip hop double play. So right now we got some Nice and Smooth and some Naughty by Nature in the Hip Hop Old School Double Play. The Hour Show, when we come back, D Slate explains. Oh, he's going to explain. The Hour Show. The Hour Show is funky. All the hip hop junkies. All we want to do is and you.
Ba, 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 ba. recognized, cause it wasn't too late to get some skin and come around the block. Cause man, my tip is harder than a rock. He said that, so I let Greg Knights call this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, Ooh-wee, don't you fret. My truth is on its way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knights, is that girl all that? He said, Ooh-wee, the skins is fat. I don't beg, cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.
you hear me go, wanna feel me flow, getting it in, feel me flow, naughty by nature, nice and smooth, hip-hop junkies, D-Slays hip-hop, old-school double play, right here on Celebrity Thursday, D-Hour Show, D-Slay Miss Fabulous CK, we are in the building once again, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for D-Slay to explain. D-Slay, what the hell are you going to explain? Well, let me explain that. Here's the deal. You know, we've had many celebrity artists, actors and actresses, and indie artists on our show, many, for the past 3 years. We've had many, many, many on the show. We have some incredible interviews, some wonderful times. Damn near every interview we've had was wonderful, was amazing. And that's the wonderful thing that we can say here on the DIY Radio Network. 90%, 98%, 99% of all of our interviews have been amazing. You know, we've had a wonderful time with everybody. You know, and the thing about it is that I want people to understand, even if there's a lot of celebrity artists that are listening or actors and actresses that are listening or even indie artists that are listening, you know, there's been many times that, you know, we've contacted individuals, you know, and requested and wanted to have them on the show and talk to them and get them on just to have a discussion. I mean, I'm talking about when we talk, when we interview, it's more like friends getting together. It's more like friends talking and just having fun. And that's the atmosphere here on the network. You know, we want you to feel like a friend. We want you to feel like a family member. We want you to feel like you can talk to us about anything. You know, that's how we want you to feel. We want you to feel comfortable. And that's what we strive to do each and every time. Now, we've had situations where we've had people say, you know, and it's, we deal with a lot of PRs and managers and assistants and different things like that on every level. Or we would deal with the person, we would actually deal with that particular person in general. But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, sometimes we've had situations where we would have someone say, well, I don't really have anything going on, or they don't really have anything going on. They don't have nothing to talk about. So we deny the request, you know, or we won't have them on to be interviewed. First of all, what I would like to explain or what I want you guys to understand is that it has nothing to do with whether or not you're doing something right now. That's not why we want you on the show. We want you on the show because you're talented. We want you on the show because you're a great entertainer. We want you on the show because you did something great in this industry. You did something great in whatever particular genre you're a part of. You are a great, talented, and intelligent individual, and that's why we ask you to be on. Because we'd like to talk to you about your career, about your aspirations, the different things that you're working on, the different things that you're doing, how you feel about certain topics. We want to talk to you like a friend. We want to talk to you like friends do. Okay, that's the purpose of having you on. And also truly do understand that we have a lot of up-and-coming artists, independent artists that listen a lot of times when we do have mainstream or celebrity artists on or actors and actresses on. We have a lot of amateur and up-and-coming individuals that listen only because they want that knowledge. You know, they want to hear your story. They want to hear about how you feel about the business. They want to hear about how you got started. They want to hear about your tips and your advice about how they can be successful and how they can have longevity in the business. That's truly what it's all about. That's truly what it's all about. We ask you to be on the D-Hour Radio Network is because, like friends, like family, we just want to talk to you. We want to have a wonderful conversation with you, not because you're doing something great, but because you're great altogether. Because you're great and you're wonderful and you're an amazing individual altogether. That's why we ask you to be on. And for any of the artists out there that are listening, when we ask and we request to have you on the show, it's because we admire you to the utmost, and we want to talk to you. We want to conversate with you. We think you're talented. We want to talk to you about it. How did you get started? You know, what made you want to be in this business? What do you think about this? You know, is there any future things that you would like to work on? Is there anything outside of what you're doing that you would like to be a part of and you would like to work on? We want to talk to you, and that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with whether or not if you're doing something current and you have something that you're working on, that's wonderful. That's a plus. That's a plus for us to talk about. But like I said before, we're not requesting to speak with you because you're doing something great at the moment. We're requesting to speak with you because you're amazing and you're great altogether. That's why we ask. That's why we'd like to have you on. You know, same thing with indie artists. You know, we've listened to your music. You know, we've read your bio. We've looked at or listened to different interviews that you may have been a part of. So if we ask you to be on, apparently we think you're great. We think you have the potential to be great. So we want to talk to you about it. We want to have a conversation. That's what it's all about. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. You know, I mean, and I get it. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's wonderful to discuss something new and something great that you're working on and something that you're a part of. That's beautiful, but also understand this. You're in a category of great entertainers. So you've done something. You've already done many things great. So you're already a part of a category. You know, you're already involved in something that we can definitely talk to you about. You know, you've done many things that we can talk about. And you never know, we may not even come at you like the norm, which we really, really don't. We don't come like the norm. We're not gonna conversate with you in any other normal capacity that you're probably used to as far as interviews or conversations. We're gonna come at you a little different. Like I said, we want you to feel comfortable. You know, we'll make you laugh, we'll crack some jokes. We'll just take you all out of your norm and just make you feel truly at home here at the DIY Radio Network. And I just wanted to explain that to any of the mainstream celebrity artists or any of the indie artists that are listening right now. That is what we're all about. We showcase and we play music for independent and up-and-coming artists. You know, we give them an opportunity to be heard. Not only that, but there's a lot of celebrity artists that are considered indie artists now because they have their own labels or their own indie labels now. So they're considered indie artists. There are a lot of artists out there who haven't done anything in a while, who some of the new generation know nothing about. We have you on to help reintroduce you to the fans, to help reintroduce you to the world. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So I just wanted to explain that, and I just wanted individuals to know where we're coming from here and why we asked you to be on the show. That's why we asked you to be on. That's truly why. And D. Slade explained. My people, do you guys feel what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I may be able to elaborate a little bit, I have to agree with you as an artist myself, as a person that's in the industry. Before all of that, I became a fan. And, you know, fans of what positive people are doing to give back to the community. And that's what the DIY Show Radio Network is all about. Definitely, I salute you. I honor you on today, D. Slate, because you've been in the game for, you know, quite some time. And you've given both indie artists, independent artists, which is a differential between the two, and national artists an opportunity to reacclaim, to reestablish, or to present. So, you know, again, things do come up. You know, sometimes we can overschedule, or, you know, things can come at us at last minute. So not to take anything away from the network or to take anything away from the personality such as ourselves or the CEO founder of this wonderful opportunity, D. Slate. Instead of that, you know, we hope that you all will continue to support in lieu of, you know, sometimes not having people to come on. But the reason why we try to draw in these celebrities is to edutain, to educate you and to entertain all synonymously in one setting. So we thank you for all of your effort. We really do.
CK?
I totally agree with Ms. Fabulous. You have given a lot of opportunities to all of us to experience this wonderful journey that you took us apart. And, I mean, I have been with the group that long, but the experiences has been wonderful. I was already a fan, but it gave me much more respect to the independent artists as well as the celebrities that have been here, have been around, who have disappeared and ventured out to do other things and have come back, and who are now independent artists as well. It's really a wonderful thing, because a lot of times what we are used to, it's not recognized, and the work that you've done with this network for the last 3 years is simply amazing, and I truly commend you for what you've done.
Well, I thank you guys so much, man, and I'm truly blessed to work with you guys. I'm truly blessed to have such an incredible team on the DIY Radio Network, and we're on a marvelous journey, and we're on a marvelous adventure, and it's going to turn into an incredible journey. So we're going to continue to keep, you know, moving on this on this adventure, and keep logging our journey, you know, logging our adventures, so someday we can tell our story and tell our journey, and others can others can come behind us and do the same things. You know, so I feel truly honored and truly blessed to be able to have such an incredible team here. And we're going to continue to do wonderful things. So with that being said, again, ladies and gentlemen, I truly do apologize. We didn't get a chance to talk to Ms. Wyatt tonight, but hopefully we'll get a chance to definitely reschedule with her and get her on the show. Like I said before, she has an incredible TV show right now, and working on her incredible music. So, you know, definitely it's going to be some times where, you know, they're going to be definitely busy. You know, she's going to be busy doing different things. So salute to her, and big shout out to her, and definitely be on the lookout for us having her on the show with us, and just many, many other shows. And thank you guys so much for hanging out and tuning in with us tonight. It was wonderful as always. You know, and hopefully you guys will have another wonderful night. Please, please be safe. Ms. Fabulous, you want to say anything to the lovely crowd?
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to possibly having Ms. White on the show at another later date. I want to say definitely tune in to an encore performance show on Monday, the I Got Something to Say radio show. We will not be airing live. However, we will be having a wonderful, wonderful, encore show. I will be on the West Coast doing a couple of industry things in Las Vegas, so I'm very ecstatic about that. Definitely also tune into the Poetic Justice Morning Show on Saturday mornings on Blog Talk Famous Radio. But definitely the D Hour Show Radio Network is doing a lot of wonderful things to give back to the community. So we definitely challenge you, and we invite you to continue to support us. And we love you for that. And there's absolutely nothing you can do for that. Have a wonderful, safe Super Bowl Sunday. Congratulations. Yes. And also good luck to both opposing teams. And we'll see you back here on next Thursday, and check out our other shows throughout the week.
Absolutely, CK.
Well, I personally want to thank you, Miss Fabulous, for being there for me and welcoming me with open arms and into this whole community, this whole network, this family. And I just want to say to everyone out there, this whole gun control issue is very serious. Lives are being lost every day. Children, women, men are dying by the hands of a bullet from their being ranged and fired by another person. This is Super Bowl weekend. I know what's going on Sunday. Pizza, salad, drinks, all that's going to be out and about. Everybody will be partying and kicking. Please be safe. Please be aware. Do not argue. Do not fight each other. A little known fact, my grandmother's brother, he was about 20 years old. He got killed over a baseball game. Older man, this is 1950s. And I guess he won the bet or something, and the man got mad and shot him. So to learn from that, you know, love the sport. Love it. Have fun with it. But don't take it seriously where you have to take someone's life because of it. And everybody have a great week. Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great week. Enjoy your weekend. Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl weekend is upon us. Please, I implore you, please be safe. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your night. Hey, we'll see you guys next time. Tune into Indie Up Saturday, this Saturday, with D. Slade, Mitri D, and Ray Cole. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show. Definitely make sure you guys tune in. And tune into the Covenant Cafe this Sunday with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Have a blessed night. We'll see you guys next time.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.